started out and it was cold and you got a sweater for him to wear and you gave it to him at the door and you saw he was going out with it on his arm, you might say, now you just stand there and don't go out with that sweater on your arm. I want you to...
want you to put it on?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I did that too. I made him sick. I bundled him so much.
When you're house cleaning, you apologize for your house and say, oh, the house is a mess. It's all...
messed up, I would say.
And when they're taking the top off a highway to put a new one on, they take those machines out and pulverize the surface. They say the highway is all... you can't go over this road, it's all... Well, that's a bunch of housekeeping. Calvin looked appalled. If someone plans to do something and then he does it, and someone else said, well, was that an accident? You'd say, no, it wasn't an accident. He did that. If someone thinks he has a good idea and he keeps talking about it, you don't think much of it. You might say, well, he thinks that's a good idea, but I don't think it's... such a good one?
Yeah. I would say such a good idea. I wouldn't think it was such a good idea.
If something is perfect and somebody seems to think it's not perfect, you might say, well, there's no need to criticize that because there's... this is known as how ambiguous can you be? Some of these I haven't picked up in conversation, so I'm groping for them
I
now.
See.
But these are the hard
ones. It's really
hard
work, too, boy. Stay right in there, though. I'll just stick with you as long as we need to.
Well, what do they call it when they have an oil well and they put the block and tackle down and hook it on the pipes? What do they call it when those pipes are lifted?
When they're pulling a well?
Yeah, they do what to them?
Like they fasten onto them?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking particularly of this business of when they rise. Is that called hoist? Or?
No. Not, well, you could say that, I guess. But that isn't...
You could say what?
That's what they do when they...